service for December 2005. We're going to save our opening introduction for side two of this tape as John Bowker is in with a special announcement.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred. You know, each year the National Radio Club has hosted a formal get-together called the Annual Convention. And for the past two decades or more, these events have been held for several days over the Labor Day weekend. And depending upon the location, we've had between 30 and 70 members of the National Radio Club attend. And as you know, we're all set for the year 2006. So now we have time to look ahead to 2007 and beyond. We want to explore every aspect of our annual tradition and get all the NRC members involved. Now, as a board member of the NRC, I'm going to take responsibility for keeping everyone informed. And a summary of every answer will be published here and in other club publications later on. So there are going to be two ways for you to respond to the questions I'm about to ask. First, you can send me a letter, and I'm going to give you an address at the end of this item. Or second, you can send me an email message. And again, I'll give you my email address and instructions at the end of this story. Please do not use your telephone to respond. We will not accept telephone responses to this poll. The issues deserve much more attention than you can convey in a short phone call. So, please answer each of the questions that I'm about to ask, and answer them as though they are the things that would bring you to the convention, okay? Well, let's get started. First, should we have just one convention each year, or should we change and have the club support regional meetings? You know, maybe if members want to host an event near their home, we could have get-togethers in different parts of the country. We've had them in New England, thanks to a very active member. And in the Midwest, there's a great convention, a one-day convention in the Midwest and Wisconsin every year. How about far west, south? You know, instead of one large gathering, would that make it easier for people to attend and satisfy their needs to get together and chat? Two, where should annual or regional meetings be held? Now, in the past two or three months, I've had letters from people as ombudsman to the club suggesting sites such as Atlanta, Boise, Charlotte, Flint, Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a couple of more. And regardless of whether the meeting would be one of several regional meetings or just one annual meeting as we now have, we would look for a city easily accessed by plane or bus and a meeting place we can all afford. Of course, those were major ingredients in our selection of Akron for the year 2006. Question 3. When during the year should our meeting or meetings be held? You know, we're all well calibrated on the appeal of the Labor Day weekend, and we know some of our members just can't get away during that weekend. So can we find a better weekend? And remember, the year runs a full 12 months after all. And while we're on the subject, why do we keep saying weekend? How about meeting on a Tuesday through Thursday or something like that? The floor is completely open for your discussion, provided you answer the questions as to what would bring you to a convention. Okay, question number 4. Would a two-day convention be satisfactory? Or even should we meet for just one day? You know, in order to keep costs in line, we could arrange for a hotel meeting room for just 2 days, and the members would have hotel costs for only one or two nights. For instance, if we got a hotel room for all day Saturday and Sunday morning or something like that, and I'm talking about a meeting room, of course, and people could come in on Friday night, and then starting Saturday morning, we would have our various events, and they'd run through Sunday morning, and then everybody would go home Sunday afternoon. And finally, for this set of questions, what kind of programs should be planned for the conventions? Most seem to enjoy chatting with the other DXers about as much as anything during the annual events we've been holding. Some of the members offer fascinating stories of their life in broadcasting, as we witnessed at the Culpsville Convention. And there are often local radio stations to visit, too. And for the spouses, there are non-radio tours arranged, as we did this year in Culpsville again. So the real question is, what would draw you to a convention? And again, please respond and ask more questions if you want, but let's open up your thoughts to these five matters first. Now, my mailing address is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. Or if you prefer email, send it to W-A-2-W-E-8 N, that's N as in Nancy, at Juno.com. So I'll say it once more. W-A-2-W-E-N at Juno.com. And in the subject line of any emails on this topic, please write the following. N-R-C-P-O-L-L. NRC poll, okay? And I will be getting back to you in a month or two when we start getting responses, and then we'll figure out exactly what's going to happen.
This is the AM Switch.
Welcome, everyone, to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for December 2005. First of all, call letter changes, as we always do. 630 KXLI in Opportunity, Washington, has changed to KTRW. 690 WTIX in New Orleans has changed to WIST. 710 WQKI in St. Matthews, South Carolina has changed their call to WPOG. A new station on 780 in Pueblo, Colorado has taken the call of KCEG. 780 WABS in Arlington, Virginia has changed their call to WAVA. On 790, KBET in Winchester, Nevada has changed to KJUL, but wait, they turned around and changed to KWLY a few days later. So that 790 station in Winchester is KWLY. 910 WSPA in Spartanburg, South Carolina has changed their call to WOLI. 960 WGGT in North Palm Beach, Florida, a new station not yet on the air, has changed calls already. They're WPBI now. 970 KTRW in Spokane, Washington, their new call KTTO. 1130 WQIS in Camden, South Carolina has changed to WEAF. Now there's a set of historic calls. On 1200, a new station in Highland, New York has taken the call of WJGK. 1230 KWAS in Joplin, Missouri has changed to KZYM. 1310 WCMS in Newport News, Virginia has changed back to WGH, another historic set of calls. 1440 KPTO in Pocatello, Idaho has taken KBET as their call, but then 14 days later, changed back to KPTO. 1450, a new station in Charlottesville, Virginia, their new call WVAX. Another new station, this one on 1460 in Golden Gate, Florida, WNPL, they're not on the air yet. 1460 KTFW in Burleson, Texas has taken the call of KHFX. They're now on with Fox Sports. 1470 WLVU in Dunedin, Florida, their new call WHBO. 1540 WMCB Martinsville, Indiana has taken the call of WSKT. However, the FCC lists the station as silent, but maybe with the new call sign that signals their return. 1550 WCTZ in Clarksville, Tennessee has chosen WQZQ as a new call. And finally, 1580 KWYD in Colorado Springs has chosen the call of KKKK, IDing as this is Southern Colorado's 10,000-watt powerhouse, K4, KKKK 1580, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. Turning our attention now to new CPs on the air. KBAD in Las Vegas, Nevada, their CP for U4-5500 is on the air, changing from U2. That's 5,000 during the day and 500 at night. 810 KLDC in Brighton, Colorado, the CP to move to 810 from 800 with U2-2200 during the day, 430 watts is on from two sites. The daytime site is three towers at the original site, nighttime site, four towers at the KLZ-560 site. 810 WDMP in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, their CP to add nighttime services on. They're now U1, 250 watts during the day and 10 watts at night. 830 KMUL, Farwell, Texas, the CP to move to 830 is on. They were on 1380. Facilities are non-directional, all hours, 1100 watts during the day and 10 watts at night. The station also has a pending application for 50,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, and 16,000 watts during critical hours. 890 KQLX in Lisbon, North Dakota, their CP for 1800 watts during the day only is on, with an increase in daytime power. 910 WFDF Farmington Hills, Michigan, program test authority has been granted for U4, 50,000 daytime watts, 19,000 watts at night from their new 8-tower site southwest of Detroit. 950 WPEN, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Program test authority has been granted for U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 21,000 watts at night, from two transmitter sites. 1010 KCPW in Tooele, Utah. Program test authority has been granted for 50,000 watts during the day, 194 watts at night, and 42,000 watts critical hours from a new two-tower site. 1030 KBUF, Holcomb, Kansas, a CP for day and night power increases is on the air. KBUF is now U2, 2,500 watts during the day, 1,200 watts at night. On 1110 WOKU in Hurricane, West Virginia, their CP for 1,000 watts, daytime only, non-directional is on, moving from 1080. 1130 KILJ, Mount Pleasant, Iowa, a CP to add night service as U1, 250 watts during the day, 22 watts at night, is now on. 1130 WPYB, Benson, North Carolina, their CP for 6,500 watts during the day, nothing at night, non-directional, with 1,000 watts during critical hours is now on. 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Wisconsin, program test authority has been granted for U4, 20,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts at night. They had been having problems with their augmentation used to protect CKX 1150 in Brandon, Manitoba. Now, we all know CKX has been deleted for some time, but U.S. stations still must protect those allocations in Canada just as if the stations were on the air. We had a muse last month from a member who heard WHBY evidently on with the new power. 1160 WYLL in Chicago, program test authority has been granted for 50,000 watts day and night with two different patterns. 1170 KOWZ, Waseca, Minnesota, CP to decrease night power to become U1, 2,500 watts during the day, 5 watts at night, and 1,000 watts during critical hours is now on. 1230 KSIX, Corpus Christi, Texas, the CP to move to a new 175-foot tower is on the air. They remain 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1240 WOBT, Rhinelander, Wisconsin, the CP to move to a new tower while reducing day power is on the air. WOBT is now 950 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, non-directional. 1570 KSXT, Loveland, Colorado, their CP for 7,000 watts during the day, 18 watts at night, is in the testing mode. Grants for new stations on 1330. A new station in Juneau, Alaska has been granted for 10,000 watts daytime, 3,500 watts at night, non-directional. Grants to existing facilities, 710 WEGG, Rose Hill, North Carolina. They've been granted a CP to increase power to become 2,500 watts during the day, non-directional, nothing at night, 2,500 watts during critical hours. 920 WGKA in Atlanta, CP has been granted to increase daytime power to become U1, 14,000 watts during the day and 490 watts at night. 960 WZRH in Dallas, North Carolina. They've been granted a CP to increase the day power to become U4, 10,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 980 KKMS Egan, Minnesota has been granted a CP for a power decrease to become U4, 3,500 watts day and night. They've also been granted a city of license change to Egan from Richfield. 1090 WILD in Boston, Massachusetts, they've been granted a CP to reduce the power to become daytime only, non-directional, 4,800 watts and 1,900 watts during critical hours. 1180 WSQR in Sycamore, Illinois, CP has been granted to move here on 1180 from 1560 with 900 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 1280 CJSL in Estevan, Saskatchewan, they've been granted change from U4 10,000 day and night to U3 10,000 day and night using the same pattern, which is the nighttime pattern at all hours. 1340 WCMI Ashland, Kentucky, they've been granted a CP to relocate their transmitter to a new tower and increase the power to become U1 1,000 watts day and night. 1480 KLVL Pasadena, Texas has been granted a CP to increase their daytime power to become U4, 3,000 daytime watts and 500 watts at night. 1490 KRNR in Roseburg, Oregon, they've been granted a CP to relocate their transmitter site to that of KQEN 1240. KRNR will remain 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. And 1560 WBYS Canton, Illinois has been granted a CP to add night service as U1, 250 watts during the day and 18 watts at night. Grants to a pending station, 1470 KNFL in Tremonton, Utah. The new station not yet on the air has been granted a CP for a U2 1,000 daytime watts, 880 watts at night from a two-tower site. Some odds and ends from here and there. 620 CJCI in Prince George, BC is off the air as the CRTC has revoked the license for that station. The FM station taking its place is on 97.3 megahertz with 12 kilowatts. On 1000 WMVP in Chicago, an STA has been granted to operate from the WLS 890 site while new towers are constructed at their current site. They are at the deadline here operating with U1, 12,500 watts, day and night. They have plans to return to their licensed U4 50,000 operation in stages at the old site. Planned completion is sometime in the spring. We talked to one of the engineers there a couple of weeks ago, and he said they were progressing quite well. When they return to the 50-kilowatt operation, the day pattern will remain essentially unchanged, with most of the power going due east, while the new night pattern will send considerably more signal to the west and less to the east compared with the present setup. Some log actions, if you have a log, on 860 WFMO, Fairmont, North Carolina. They're licensed for U1, 1,000 watts during the day and 12 at night. WFMO has applied to move to Conway, South Carolina with U4, 50,000 daytime watts, 750 watts at night. Add the applied for city of license change to the AM log entry. And on 1550 WQZQ, Clarksville, Tennessee, they're licensed for U1, 2,500 watts during the day, 10 watts at night. And they have applied to move to 830 with 500 watts during the day non-directional, along with a city of license change to Goodlettsville, Tennessee. Add the applied for city of license change to the AM log entry. Well, this past month, stations reported silent WFBR 910, Valdosta, Georgia, WTKN 1230 in Corinth, Mississippi, KSET, Silsby, Texas on 1300. Reported to have returned to the airwaves, KZZB 990, in Beaumont, Texas, with a black gospel format, WQBQ 1410 in Leesburg, Florida, KMHS 1420 in Coos Bay, Oregon, and by the way, the ID is Pirate Radio, KLCL 1470, Lake Charles, Louisiana, is back on with a country format. Also back on, WNYH, Huntington, New York, they were silent for a while. This 25,000 watts daytimer is presumably setting up a religious format and lining up teaching programs. Station covers Long Island, Connecticut, and into New Hampshire. Well, thanks to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Tony Fitzherbert, and Wayne Hayden for aiding in this effort this month. Well, that's all from here for this month. Here's hoping everyone on the DX Audio Service has a wonderful Christmas season. Time to point the long wire antenna towards sunny Florida and check in with Santa Bowker for the continuation of the stations on 940 kilohertz this month on the travel log. We'll see you all next year.
Record the IDs of your local radio stations, or while you're on the road, record the strong signals of AM stations in towns you may visit. Put them on a tape and send them to John Bowker, 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, 33573.
Hello, everybody. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving as we enter the holiday season for 2005. The very best to everyone. And speaking of that, boy, have we got a tape for you today. It's so jammed, I'm not going to give you much background on too many of the stations. But, gee, contributions from Mark Strickert and Mark Durenberger and son John Bowker and Scott Feibusch and Bob Rathbun, Dale Hamm, and, I hope I haven't skipped anybody in today. We're going to finish up the 940 kilohertz tape today by starting in state number 23 on our chart, and that's the state of Michigan, for the December 2005 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, WCSY, FM and AM, South Haven, Waterville.
From ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Now, that station's gone through a number of call letter changes since that was recorded in 1993, but let's go back to 1970, just for an instant.
ABC for Southwestern Michigan, WJOR, South Haven.
That seemed a bit crowded, don't you think? Well, let's go up further north in Michigan, right to the northern end of the Mackinac Bridge.
We reaching all of northern Michigan, you're tuned to Radio 94, WIDG St. Ignace, with the finest in entertainment and information.
That station in St. Ignace runs 5,000 watts during the day, and at night, the Canadian government lets them on the air at all. That's kind of a surprise. They operate with 4 watts. Oh, boy. Well, we'll move to the southern part of the state of Illinois next.
AM 940, WMIX Mount Vernon. Dr. Laura Schlesinger is coming up right after Mutual News.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case.
Funny, that didn't sound like Mutual News to me. Well, we're going to be moving further north now, remembering that this is a Canadian clear channel, so the nighttime powers of these stations up here are going to be 4 and 5 watts in many cases. This station in southern Wisconsin, however, operates with 550 watts at night.
Entertaining features and information reports every morning starting at 4:05 with me, Jim Bohannon, on AM 94 WFAW Fort Atkinson.
The other station in Wisconsin is up in the northwest part of the state.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die.
We come next to one of those towns of the United States that DXers put up on a pedestal. I'm not exactly sure why, but there are a few. This is Des Moines, Iowa, and we have 3 cuts for you from Des Moines, Iowa. The first from 1990, then 1998, and finally 2005.
From 94 KIOA.
KIOA, Des Moines, Iowa.
Now stand by for the youngsters' all-time favorite song.
And next from 1998.
Don't go too far. The second hour of Dr. Joy Brown is coming up after ABC News on Talk 940 KXTK, Des Moines.
And finally, a recording made just a few months ago.
This is today's Christian music and the word. Praise 940 KPSZ, Des Moines. Praise 940.
Well, that's a nice time panorama of Des Moines. Let's move to the southwest corner of Missouri next.
You're listening to AM 940 KSWM Aurora. It's 10 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West.
And now we come to one of those stations I wish we had recorded for a longer period of time, because we may never be able to record this station again.
9:40 a.m. WYLD, New Orleans.
Well, we've finished our tour of the Mississippi River. We're going to be turning strongly west now to the city of Amarillo. This station runs the familiar 5,000 watts during the daytime, but look, this far south, they're up to 1,000 watts at night.
You go now.
Magic 940, KIX, KIXZ, Amarillo. Your favorite hits of all time are just ahead, right after news. It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
And it's no surprise that this close to the border, you expect to have stations catering to their Spanish audience.
Está escuchando KTON 940 AM Belton.
940 AM KTON Belton.
Now let's go up to the northeast corner of Texas and listen to sounds from 1995.
Call toll-free now, 800-235-3500.
KTWN, 940 AM, Texarkana, your information station.
NBC Radio News.
And in 1998, they sounded like this.
It's not a settled matter. Thanks, Laura. Good call. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
The best news and talk radio. We're the talk of the town. 940 AM KTFS, Texarkana.
NBC Radio News.
If you're ever out in central Nebraska, really in the northern part, the middle of the state, you'll have to stop in the Sand Hills Museum. And while you're there, you can listen to this 5,000-watt station.
This is the Honor America period. Fly your flag proudly. This tribute to America is brought to you by...
The Taco Stop in Valentine.
KBSH Valentine.
I'm Bob Schmidt. Supply goes up, demand goes down.
We come next to a 1,000-watt station that was recorded in 1993 in Tucson.
940 KNST News Talk Radio for Tucson is changing its dial location with a more powerful signal to serve you better. Stay tuned for details.
The epitome of morality and virtue, it's Rush Limbaugh and the Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
Now that station did move to 790 on the dial, but 940 is still very much alive. Skip Dabelstein recorded this just a few months ago.
You've been listening to Lighten Up. I'm Roger Cross on behalf of Youth for Christ, inviting you to learn more about us by checking out our website at yfc.org.
AM 940 KGMS, Tucson. Visit us on the web at kgms.com.
Welcome to Practical Christian Living with Robert Burrow, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Tucson.
And next on our travelogue at 940, we venture into the National Park area of Utah for this 10,000-watt station. Well, he only runs 39 watts at night. Oh, dear.
This Hot Wax Weekend, it's an all-request from Mom Hot Wax Weekend. Make a dedication, a salute to Mom with Oldies Radio. The home of good time rock and roll, 940 AM KBRE, Cedar City.
Now this update from ABC News.
Well, we've made it into the Golden State. We'll progress right up into the valley, the city of Fresno.
KFRE Fresno, with the music, news, and information you need.
From ABC News, I'm Mary Margaret Myers.
Well, without blinking, we're going to leave California and move right up into Oregon, where... Son John, back in 1993, happened to hit the right day in Bend, Oregon, the day the station at 940 changed its call letters. Listen.
940 KGRL keeps you informed 24 hours a day. We get you going with CNN headline news every morning and keep you up to date all day long with CNN. With the best in sports programming from networks like ESPN, you always get the latest sports news and scores. For live sports action, this is the place. We're Sports Radio 940 KGRL Bend.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Brad Johnson.
And later that night, John's radio reached out for this.
Your station for unforgettable music is 940 AM, KXUX.
I'm Ben Laurie. In the news this hour, the first fragment from the comet Shoemaker Levy 9 has smashed into the planet Jupiter right on schedule.
And over in the western part of Oregon...
Staten, Portland, Barlow, and all of the Willamette Valley. This is Cowboy Country, KWBY, Woodburn.
Mutual News.
Now we're going to hear three cuts from the 940 station in Waipahu, Hawaii that are very special to me. This first in 1973.
From the country music capital of Hawaii, this is KAHU in Waipahu. This is KAHU Radio News on the Hour.
Mark Strickett was back on the island of Oahu in 1987.
The best of country from the country. KDEO Waipahu. KDEO Country Radio. AM 94.
Let somebody else try.
And ladies and gentlemen, Linda and I were in Waipahu the last week of October this year.
Land of Aloha.
AM 940 KKNE Waipahu, Hawaii. All traditional Hawaiian, all the time.
Aloha, Hawaii. 3:00 p.m.
Now, since this is a Canadian Clear channel, we're going to wind up with the biggie in Montreal back 28 years ago this was recorded.
This is CBC Radio.
The time, 10 o'clock, Radio 940, CBM, Montreal.
And in 2004, this was 940, Montreal.
This is CINW Montreal, a course entertainment radio station. 940 News Time, 12 noon.
940 News and CNN, covering Montreal, Canada, and the world.
Well, that does it for today, everybody, on the Travelogue. I hope you have a terrific holiday season. We're going to start the new year by starting 9:50 on the dial. We'll look forward to being with you then.
It's nice to get back out into the desert under those crisp, clear skies where your only company at night is the lonely howl of a coyote in the distance. And the sounds you can capture on the radio, of course. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. And gee, it seems that over the years, we've spent a lot of time in the Utah desert with you and our radios. But each time, we've tried to bring you a slightly different aspect of this beverage project. And this multi-part report will be no exception. First, we've added a pair of the remarkable Grundig S350 radios. And I say remarkable because of the features and performance in this $99 receiver available at Radio Shack. With these two newbies, we're now at 10 radios and 10 simultaneous recordings from Sony 2010s, 7600s, 7600G, a Sony 2001, a Grundig Yacht Boy 300, a Radio Shack TRF, and of course the new Grundig S350s. All of our receivers use mini discs as the capture devices. And when you're laying down that many channels at once, obviously the logistics of receiver setup and recorder tracking can be quite a nightmare, so we try to write up a test plan before we go. That takes a little of the spontaneity out of it, but it also helps us keep our sanity because on a good night over, say, 5 top-of-the-hour ID segments, you have at least 50 audio tracks to sort out, searching for that way-cool hidden catch beneath the expected station. Not a job for the faint-hearted, but fun for me because I love doing this. A second change this year is that we added 1,200 feet to the beverage. We're now at 3,000 feet. And this turns out to be not such a good thing, as we'll explain when we go through the results. New to this report, in addition to the IDs we might expect on the former 1A and 1B clears, we ran a series of parallel recordings around each of several nearby IBOC operations. For example, we recorded 830, 840, 850, 860, and 870. At the moment, KOA 850 Denver turned off its IBOC at local sunset. You may find what you hear somewhat interesting. Finally, veterans of our beverage observations recall how we've switched on and off the terminations at one end of the wire and what happened to the signals we received at the other end. To get underway, we'll run up the band looking at most of the 1A and 1B frequencies with the antenna pointing either east or west or both. First, what should be an easy one, 640, KFI, a powerhouse out here, except when KHOW, 250 miles away in Denver, on 630, is operating IBOC. Here's 640 at 6:03 p.m., 5 seconds into this recording, you'll hear the IBOC switch off in Denver.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Handel, tomorrow morning, 5 to 9.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
650, being a second adjacent channel to 630 in Denver, isn't really bothered by KHOW's IBOC. As dusk approaches, we copy KGAB on 650, even though it's not in the main lobe of the antenna.
Big scoreboard, let's for station identification right here on the Rockies Radio Network.
Baseball. This is America's best. America's best. 650, KGAB, Orchard Valley, Cheyenne.
Reaching to the east, you can hear the Grand Ole Opry coming through from Nashville with that other famous Tennessee anthem, Rocky Top. I'm sorry we don't have a WSM ID, but shortly after we stopped our recorders, we did hear the Opry stage announcer.
Thank you.
660 should be pretty good here. We're about 250 miles from the 50 kilowatter in Window Rock. This time, we're listening as 670 Denver, first adjacent, shuts off its IBOC. Here is 660.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Islamic terrorists are getting the blame for a trio of deadly bombings today in Valley.
You can tell that KTNN was once a pretty good signal over here when IBOC isn't around. Here's 660 on another night, pointed west. We get an example of the directionality of the beverage as it ignores most of KTNN's 50 kilowatts 200 miles away and reaches instead for KGDP Orcutt, California. 1,000 watts at 850 miles.
That's AnswersRadio.com.
This is KGDP 660 AM. Work at Santa Maria.
Window
Christian Talk Radio with a mission and a message from the Central Coast. Coming up next is
CNN Radio.
Josh
McDowell. What are you dead? 230.
Looking east on 680 was also problematic. Now we reconnect the termination to flip the antenna around to look west on 680. We'll wait for 670 Denver to shut off its IBOC, and then you listen to what's left.
ESPN.com/fantasyfootball. Presented by Chevy Silverado.
KDR San Francisco, America's favorite sports station.
For us, to live any other way was nuts.
KNBR 680, the sports leader.
On 700, by terminating the wire so it's sensitive to the east.
And be sure to ask about the Joseph Toyota $400 college rebate program.
Local live and late break event is the Tri-State News Weather and Traffic Big News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. We can get a team coverage for October 1st, 2005 start right now.
Again, a different night, different propagation, and we're looking west. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the Soledad, California signal. They're 900 miles away with 700 watts. Here's Nice Copy on KFIA, 1,000 watts, and they're in Carmichael, California.
Thank you again for tuning in. Pastor G, Sister, Pastor D, Miss D, okay, Sister D today, and Brother B.
Brother B.
Exactly. Thank you again for joining us for this edition of Gospel Picks on AM 710 KFIA.
That took us to 720, again, in the bi-directional mode. Still predictable reception. You'll hear IDs from both 50 kilowatters on 720. Here it is, 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, right on the nose. The Luigi and the Plaza Jim Hotel. Steve, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees at O'Hare. Chicago's full forecast coming up on Top Story. Chicago police are looking for a white Chevy Impala that hit and killed an 8-year-old girl near her home at 79th and South Low Avenue. Marcella MacArthur was walking home from a bus stop with her brother when she was hit.
And then flipping the antenna so it receives from the west only, look how it favors Las Vegas.
No, I got to go, girl.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air at KDWN. Hello, hello. Hello.
Is that me?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope, not you.
You're saying hello?
Yes, I'm saying, but I'm not saying it to you, am I?
Who are you saying it to?
I don't know.
The 90 million people listening?
No. Hi, Jenny. What's going on?
Hi. Oh, boy, I tell you. I've missed part of your program.
Oh, we didn't have it tonight.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oofda. Someone's not paying attention to what the other person's saying. Here's 740, first adjacent to nearby Price, Utah, 750, running its IBOC. We're looking east as KOAL in Price drops its IBOC at local sunset.
News Radio 740 KVOR Colorado Springs.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Middleman. Discovery is getting ready to come home.
At 9 p.m., we hear three stations from both ends of the antenna. We'll scope this a bit to save some time, but here they are, San Francisco, Colorado Springs, and Tulsa.
I'm Ed Bradley. We'll be back next week with another edition of 60 Minutes.
Amateur time.
You can watch 60 Minutes on CBS 5, and you can hear 60 Minutes on CBS 60 Minutes every Sunday night at 7 on CBS 5 and on All News 740 KCBS.
We're all very proud of you.
Hey, this is your line for us all to be free.
From News Radio 740 KVOR.
I'm Trooper Eric Wynn of the Colorado State Patrol and a certified child passenger safety technician. Is your child ready for a seatbelt?
This is News Radio 740 KRMG. Tulsa. KRMG News starts now.
To 750 in the East pickup mode, right after Denver shuts down its IBOC on 760. You'll hear the Spanish, KAMA El Paso, the other is KOAL in Price, greatly reduced because the antenna is now pointed toward the east, rejecting from the west.
That if you wanted to produce crime, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down.
And there's that famous quote that caused so much trouble in the media last fall. Looking to the west on a different night, we hear KHWG, The Hog in Fallon, Nevada, presumably using their new critical hours power of 10,000 watts. This one's been reported a lot recently in the NRC Reflector.
Don't forget, the Country Music Greats Radio Hour with Jim Ed Brown can be heard Saturdays at 8 a.m., then again at 8 p.m. right here on Northern Nevada's only classic country music station, K-Hog.
From Hawthorne to Lake Tahoe and Quincy. From southern Idaho and Oregon, Winnemucca and Battle Mountain to Yerington. You've got it all covered by the great classic country music sounds on the mighty 750 KHWG, The Hog. From the Oasis of Nevada, Fallon.
Well, here's 760 itself from Denver. It's just at local sunset, and that means the path to the west from San Diego is still closed. The result is Denver only, plus some noise. And watch how that noise changes as 760 switches pattern. And you'll also hear the receiver's automatic gain control trying to recover the signal. It's as though I had my hand on a volume control pulling it up, because the signal itself has dropped so low.
They need some good meat on the bone to chew on, and here it is. I mean, this is a raw turkey put right in front of them. All they got to do is cook it and carve it and serve it up, and they'll be on this one for a long time. But District Judge Lawrence Carlton says he's bound. Which ruled in 2001 that it was unconstitutional for the pledge to be recited in public schools.
Loyal DXAS listeners know that KKOB 770 south of us used to do a lot better up here before we lengthened the antenna and forced down reception from the sides of the wire where KKOB is located. Still, they are here, and sometimes they do a pretty fair job. At least, they show up after Denver drops its 760 IBOC. Here we are again. We're sitting on 770, as Denver on 760 switches at local sunset.
Hallmark of New Mexico's number one station. We're News Radio 770 KKOB Albuquerque.
Peter Jennings, one of the most respected and popular news broadcasters, has died from lung cancer.
By the way, that rapid beat definitely includes a signal from New York and maybe even Miles City, Montana, getting in there. Independently, we later checked KKOB on our Sebring car radio with its omnidirectional whip. KKOB really booms in on that antenna, as it always has. But Denver's IBOC completely wipes it out until Denver sunset. I wonder if stations like KKOB are reacting to this concern. That station previously served a terrific wide area in the Southwest. But no more, at least not until after local sunset in Denver. Well, we're running out of time, and we'll put the lid on part one of our 2005 report from the DXAS Utah Desert Beverage Site. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Our time with you is up for this month and for this year. I'm getting out of the way now for the rest of our editors, and I plan to be really good for the next few weeks in the hopes that jolly old Saint Nick might bring me another 10 radios. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good listening, DXers.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.